This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by a lovely handful of people. Mrs. Sweckard, Krista Sweckard from Buffalo High School, who's our computer whiz and guru. And we've spoken before, Krista. Hello, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
And also, we've got a handful of students, one from each grade, freshmen up through seniors. So, Liberty Rogers, you are a junior, that's right.
Yeah.
Colton Bennett, senior.
Yes, ma'am.
Abby Brannaman, representing the sophomores. And Ella Barrett, you're a freshman.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for spending some time with me, because Mrs. Sweckard's got a really cool class been going this year, and you've all been part of this class, and it's in her BHS Tech facility. And so, Krista, explain to me what your class is.
So this year we had a new opportunity to have a class, and we called it Gaming Concepts. And my idea was to take everything that's traditional about computer science and kind of peel it back and apply it through a different lens, I guess, so that it was more relatable to teenagers. And because after a while, just straight up traditional programming, unless you really, truly just love the programming side of it, it gets a little boring, and because it's hard to switch from just practice to application. And so that was kind of...
So is this a vocational class that you're offering?
Yep, so this is a CTE class. There's a pathway.
What is CTE?
So that's Career Technical Education.
Okay. Thank you.
So that aligns with, we have Gaming Concepts, which goes into Game Design 1, which would go into Game Design 2. Which would ultimately, at the end, kids could come out having certifications that would take them into industry, which is a nice little pathway for all of our students. So,
students, why did you pick this class? Because you didn't have to pick it. It's not a core and mandatory class. A lot of people shy away from computers and techie, codey things. They can be intimidating. Maybe, you know, your math whizzes, or maybe, you know, what was it? Liberty, what did you like about the idea?
I was just trying to try something different, because last year I took a bunch of business classes, and so I wanted to just try something different, because I love computers, but I was a little scared of them. But then now I'm using my business classes in this class for marketing our game and stuff.
So when you say you were scared of them, you like being at the user end, but you were a bit intimidated about,
like, the coding.
The coding thing. I know, I think maybe we think it's a guy thing too. I don't know whether there's some of that, you know. Colton's shaking his head.
I'm outnumbered 3-1.
yes. So, Colton, why did you pick this class?
It's a career that I've always been interested in, and I've been... And Sweckard will tell you about this. I've been with her since a very small child, ever since she started working here. And it's just something that I love to do. And I'm just slowly learning to embrace more programming languages, not just Java, but just to expand my knowledge of coding as a whole.
Okay, so you had a passion for it. Liberty wanted to try something new. What about you, Abby?
I also had a passion for it. I was also with Ms. Sweckard since I was in elementary school.
Right.
And I was, like, off and on with computer science and taking classes in it, because the school didn't offer them, for one.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got into middle school and I actually took a actual real-life computer science class, I loved it so much. So I wanted to do it again.
Right. Okay, so when this came along, it was like, yeah, that's my pick. And you, Ella?
I had taken a class with computers kind of in middle school, and then there had been a Girls Who Code club in middle school. And we didn't really code as much as I had wanted, so I thought I'd delve deeper into the coding world.
Okay. And how many do you have total in your class, Krista?
Between the level one and the level two kids, I think they're... almost 42, I think it's 42.
That's quite a significant number of students.
Yeah. So they, I have kids that are in Gaming Concepts, Game Design, and then through Sheridan College, we've worked, you know, our dual credit options. So I have kids that are working on software development coursework from Sheridan College, and it's been really exciting to see all the things that they've learned and are doing.
So it's a gaming concepts class. So you've got gaming in school. I mean, I think there may be some people who think games, video games, are frivolous and a waste of time, and that kids should be outside or they should be reading books and so on. You know, what's your response to that?
So I guess my my take on it was that we use games all the time to teach through. There's educational games. There's people do virtual immersive games to teach, you know, how to do surgery. I mean, there's virtual from little kids all the way from adulting. And so I kind of looked at it as a great tool to teach a lot of things. So in the first semester, we didn't do a lot of coding, but we looked at the theory of the story behind the game. And so they would write stories, and it'd be choose your own adventures. And so it expanded their writing skills. And then we took that and we learned some other aspects of some web design and built on all of this stuff, because just as because we see often as the end user and usually in an adult realm, we look at games as a time wasted opportunity, where on this side of things, they're not really playing the game. We have played games because they have to understand how to play games, because some of them really didn't come into having a video game background. But once you understand the concepts of, you know, conditions, so that they're able to check if, you know, if you click here, what happens? And so able to explain the computer science components using the game is a huge teaching tool.
Well, and it makes it fun.
Yeah.
And not fun. Dry. Mm-hmm. So how many of you were serious gamers? One, Colton. You were a gamer. Okay. Liberty played a little bit. So tell me about your games. Abby, you have a game that you're developing.
Yeah, I'm the programmer for Ella's game. So
right.
We're on the same team. And basically what our game is, it's called Dragon Hunt, and you play as the mother dragon, and you go out and collect your eggs that have been stolen from you by the enemies, and you have to go collect your eggs while destroying the enemies, and then you get to the final level, which is where the boss is, and you have to kill the boss to end the game, to finish the game.
And so how did you come up with that idea? I mean, there seems to be a lot of familiar themes in what I'm not a gamer, but, you know, the things that I seem to know about video games and some of the accusations that have been leveled at them is that they're all about slaying and killing and massacring and that may not be good. So you had to write the concept as well as then actually create the game.
So that was Ella's concept.
I love dragons, and, well, since we had been kind of exploring platformer games, the theme has always kind of been you defeat the bad guy, you get points of some sort, and then you win. And,
so scaling up, leveling up, becoming...
Leveling up.
And
yeah.
I assume that you have to be more skilled and more, you know, sophisticated in terms of the way that you can find these eggs and destroy the enemy to level up and so on.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Liberty? What's your game?
I'm working on the Nightmares game, which is just about, like, the different monsters in the night, and they're modeling them off of D&D characters and all that. And I'm marketing, so I've done posters and hung them around the school. I've designed a logo, designed videos for TikTok and Instagram, and...
So lots of broader applications than just creating a game. And Colton, what about you?
So my group, who's run by Viv Grip, she has a mad... my brain, sorry. She had a wonderful idea. It's basically a murder mystery, but it takes place under the sea. We titled it...
Squidlock.
Yeah, Squidlock Holmes, Whodunit Under the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just full of just random comedy moments, and the whole point of the game is to find the murderer before he eventually takes out your beloved clam. But,
your sidekick.
So yes. What you've all described is sort of fairly traditional play, but just using a completely different platform, and then what you have to bring to that is you have to render it, essentially. Mm-hmm. You have to create it. Was that hard? I can't even begin to think where I would start.
Yes, it was it was hard to get started, and it's still hard too.
So what are the challenges that you experience?
Just figuring out codes, and when you run into errors and failures, it's like, what do we do to fix it? And the fixing part can be the hardest part. Real.
There's no textbook for this.
No, there's no textbook.
And we're new to it.
But what you're also describing is sort of being able to problem solve, which is a life skill too.
Yes.
So do you use AI? Do you use artificial intelligence for this?
ChatGPT is my best friend.
I think that strikes fear into many parents when they hear that, because we, as parents and teachers, I think, you know, we're concerned about where the lines are drawn between cheating and using it as a tool. Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
I think it can be used to further refine your workload. Like, I've used it to help me kind of put forth the ideas. Like, I had to write a movie review for one of my classes, but instead of just copying and pasting it from the AI, I changed the words and made it more coherent, and I just needed help getting in the right direction, if that makes sense.
So you're saying that you used it as prompts to kind of help you order your thoughts?
Basically.
Okay. Is anybody else here using AI?
Yeah.
Liberty, you put your hand up.
I mean, I've used it to write an outline for an essay and then go back and fill it all in on my own. And make sure, it's my own work. But sometimes you're just stuck and you don't have any ideas.
So when would it be cheating?
If you just use it to write your whole essay.
Okay, so if you did it and you just cut and paste it completely.
Yeah.
Okay. AI is going to be a huge thing in the future. It's going to change everything that we know, and probably faster than we know right now. And at the moment, there are a lot of conversations going on about how unregulated it is. And there is definitely some defining to do. Are you, as a group, who are computer literate, more than computer literate, are you excited about what AI brings?
I think it'll be... Sorry.
No, you can.
Okay. I think it'll be exciting because, from what I'm understanding, the school system hasn't changed since the 1940s. And it's been needing something to freshen it up, so we're not just hardwired to follow directions to the letter in a certain order, but to problem solve, find an easier way to do it, and just other things like that.
Yes, and I think, you know, it's a tool. And just like, you know, maybe an electric typewriter or something that kind of allowed you to then do other things, it then frees you up to do other things. The question is that sort of grey area in the middle of when you're not doing it for yourself. You know, problem solving, as you've described in this class, is huge.
Yeah.
You know, kind of overcoming those hurdles. And if AI can help you, it can never do it. Well, put it this way, it can't do it yet, can it?
No. So, Abby, how have you used, you know, the AI to help you with your program?
Well, I use ChatGPT. I've started using ChatGPT a lot just to visualize my code, really, because I have an idea, I know... kind of what the code intakes of, what I need to write, but I don't know, sometimes my brain can't figure out the order or where it goes or exactly what needs to be. So I use ChatGPT to just visualize my thoughts.
Okay,
and
so let's just take that right down, because as you're talking, I realize that I don't actually know what code actually entails and looks like. Could somebody describe that to me? I'm sure there are a lot of other people who are listening who don't know that either.
So coding effectively is you're giving a detailed instructions to a computer to execute a certain command, whether that be through JavaScript, Python, C++, it's the same thing. It's just different languages, like Spanish, English, so on and so forth.
And so you're basically creating the sentences in code that result in an end application.
Yes, basically.
Okay. So, for example, like today you guys were working on a problem, So they have an enemy that they want to move back and forth. And when the fire-breathing dragon blows fire at it, it wants it to disappear and destroy that. But as long as it touches other things, it just needs to go back and forth. So you identify your problem and then, or what you want it to do, and then you have to give it all of the steps in code. And then you get errors.
Lots of errors.
And so you start researching and figuring out how to fix the error.
And so where do you see, Mrs. Swickard, where do you see this class going? Where do you see, you know, what is your vision for what comes next with it? It's brand new. This is the almost the end of the first year. We're almost at the end of the school year. You know, where do you see this developing?
So my biggest idea with this whole thing was that, you know, I don't care whether kids go out and actually go into computer science, straight up computer science, and fit into that box. But every industry is going to need somebody who understands the code behind whatever they're doing, whether it's in accounting or banking or doctors. Anybody that has, you know, the understanding of what that looks like has a better opportunity to go forward and do things just in whatever industry. And the ability to take a problem and break it down into manageable steps and to figure out what you have to do. So we use a Trello board where they, this is what we want to do and these are the steps that we need to do it in. And that is such a huge thing because they can take that out into anything, whether they go to college, and it applies to so many different things in life. So then, you know, using the AI to help them solve things. You know, it doesn't say on line 74, insert this code. It doesn't have that. They have to sit and go, okay, well, that's great. thank you. Where do we put it now? And so then they have to sit and think about the process. Is it a function? Are they creating a variable? Are they doing all these things? And they learn so much just through that. Abby, what did you want to say something?
No. No, I was just thinking.
She's traumatized from school.
So you've enjoyed this class?
Yeah.
Is this something that you, is this, you know, kind of where you think you want to go? Is it kind of fostered some kind of really significant professional interest for you in terms of your futures?
Yeah. Like, for me, like, just the marketing aspect was really cool. Because I don't, the coding is fun, but it's not my favorite thing. So the marketing was, like, a different thing to do, and I really enjoyed that. So I can design, do graphic art and stuff, and that can be used in anything, in any company, you know. So
yeah, so the kind of, and the exposure, and then, of course, there's an overlap with potentially, you know, the entrepreneur class that happens here too, which is all, also about business development and entrepreneurship and some real-life examples, so... Thank you so very much for your time. Is there anything you'd like people to know about? How do we see your games? Can we see your games anymore?
Oh, so on May 16th, we're having the CTE departments, business and ag and woodshop. We will be showcasing our games so the community can come in and play their video games. And they will be here to answer any questions and show them the under the hood kind of stuff, and then show them the end results of their initial prototypes. So,
well, that's very exciting. I encourage everybody to come. It's a great showcase, that that event here at Buffalo High School. And thank you, everybody, very much indeed for your time, for talking about computers, especially for those of us who can be a little fearful of tech and and like to use it but don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.